Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 12th of May 2016, and this is the 362nd Mole Out Loud podcast. It's another very, very blustery day. Actually, it's been more than bluster. Last night we had winds of about 110 kilometres. So it was very much battening the hatches and hoping that the roof would stay on. Today, yes, it's been blustery, not quite that windy, but pretty windy, and the odd shower. And I decided to risk doing my washing today because it looks as if this is going to be our weather pattern for quite a while. And I did get them out in a little windy, dry spell. They were a little bit wet when I just brought them in now, but a little bit not wet, a little bit damp. Some things were dry. So I think that was a pretty good effort, really. So I'm just going to drape the rest on my chairs and various other rails that I've got about the place. I'm going to do that before I head off to North Hobart, which is a sort of, I wouldn't really call it a suburb of Hobart. It's sort of, but it is slightly apart from Hobart, and it is a little area with a lot of shops, and particularly it's got more restaurants probably and cafes than shops. And it has the State Cinema, where I'm going to be meeting my writers group. And I'm hoping to get down there in time to have a Skyped work session with my sister, because I usually upload the podcast when I'm working with her. It's just the right amount of time to upload the podcast for the time we set aside to work. So I'm going to do that. So I will need to get moving in a minute. And I'm just wondering what on earth I'm going to wear, whether I need rain trousers, whether there's any point at all in taking an umbrella, or whether I'd be blown inside out. But it will be good to get out, because the mornings have been so windy. It's been dangerous going up to Knocklofty, and I really miss it. And so it'll be good to have the cobwebs blown out. It takes me about 20 or 25 minutes to walk down there. And when I get there and have had my work session with my sister, I'm going to read all the pieces that the other novel writers have written for tonight, as I haven't got any at all. I feel that the very least I can do is give good feedback. So they're all printed out in front of me, and I'm really looking forward to reading their diversity. And also, because I've now been reading them for several months, it's like reading a serial. You get an instalment, and you sort of want to know what happens next. So that's what I'm going to be doing today, later this afternoon. And tomorrow, as you know, I shall be writing Mole, so I won't be talking to you. But I do hope that whatever you're doing today and tomorrow, that it feels like the right thing to do, the right amount of rest and work, and something that is truly, truly satisfying to you, whatever anybody else thinks. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.